Am I the asshole for replying to a coworker's inappropriate text by work email and attaching them? One of my coworkers, who I thought was friendly, but that was it, he is married, sent me some inappropriate text at like 3 a.m. on St. Patrick's Day weekend, asking me to come over and have some fun and saying that he had been into me for a while and knew I felt the same. I don't, I'm a lesbian, but not out at work. He also sent me a naked selfie that luckily cut off right before his dick, but dang, it was close. When I saw them, I was out with my friends and was like, what the fuck? Okay, this is a Monday problem. I have a really strict rule with myself that I don't do work, think about work, or answer messages about work outside of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. I also don't use my personal phone for work stuff. If someone from work calls or texts and is not one of my coworkers I see as a close friend and trust to not talk shop on the weekends, I'm not answering. And I included dealing with this coworker as a workday problem, so I ignored his message. He sent me several later, first saying sorry he was drunk, then saying he hadn't said it how he wanted to, but he was still into me and had a feeling I felt the same. On Monday, I wrote him an email on the work email saying, hi, coworker. I'm writing to follow up on your messages from the prior several days. See attached. Please only contact me through work channels during regular business hours. I do not use my personal number with colleagues. Additionally, I found the content of your messages unwelcome and inappropriate. Please only contact me regarding work. I didn't send the email to HR, but I did blind CC my personal email so I'd have a copy just in case. And he got really mad. He texted me back saying I had crossed the line attaching his picture to a work email and was I trying to get him fired. I screenshotted that text too and attached it to an additional email saying, as per my prior email, please only contact me about work matters and only my business email or Slack. He stopped texting me, but he came to my desk to speak to me, and before he said anything, I asked, is this a work question? And he said I knew what it was about, and I said that I wasn't available for a discussion at the moment. If he did need to meet with me for a work matter, could he please schedule a meeting on the calendar and include a read-ahead to brief me on the topic of the meeting? And then he walked off. I feel like I was a bit of a bitch in dealing with it how I did, when maybe I could have told him to cut it out by a text. But I'm also sick of dealing with this shit at every job, and I feel like my patience to use my own time and energy to gently ask guys to cool it is worn thin. And I want to set the precedent that I won't engage at all outside of work hours or work accounts. Am I the a-hole for sending that email? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. You are not the a-hole at all. Now, I don't know if the work email was the best idea because I don't know if you want to get this man fired. I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying I don't know if you plan on going that far and attaching it to a work email, even if you didn't send it to HR, could possibly lead to problems down the line. And also the fact that you're sending his explicit pictures without his permission, I don't know if that could get you in some type of legal trouble or even trouble at the workplace because you didn't take it to HR and you did something like that in retaliation. So I don't know about that. But in general, what you did was completely not the asshole behavior. So no, you are not the a-hole. He is. And I'm sorry you have to keep going through this. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I am Joe Stone. But am I the asshole for doing my best to gross my boyfriend out after he forced me to let him come to my girl's night? My boyfriend, a 27-year-old male, started asking to join me and my girl's night. Every time I tried to say no, he'd be like, I have to join or you have to cancel. It made me and the girls miserable having to sit there with him in the middle. If y'all both adults, you don't gotta do a goddamn thing, but okay. This past Friday, he insisted to join us again. I had enough. I came up with an idea to get him to hate hanging out with us. Made a plan and told the girls what we were going to do, and they were down for it. The girls came over, and my boyfriend immediately sat with us and started ruining our conversations by steering them towards him, his work, and his achievements. So here's what I did. I started bringing up gross/embarrassing subjects, and the girls were eating them up by talking about them in detail. Subjects like sex, periods, his most sensitive spot, cramped diarrhea, hairy legs, farts getting trapped in the vulva and coming out the front, squeezing pimples out of our faces, cramped diarrhea again, dirty underwear, and again, cramped diarrhea. We talked about this stuff in boring details, like I could feel his discomfort without even looking at him. But God, when I turned to see why he got quiet suddenly, he was getting red in the face and had sweat all over his forehead. I bet he found himself unable to relate to these subjects, thus couldn't take part in the conversation. He got up from the couch ready to head out, and I looked at him and asked where he was going, and he just said, I just remembered that I have an important meeting with the guy in about 10 minutes, and I have to go. He rushed out telling us to have fun, and the girls and I started laughing hysterically. Fast forward, he comes home and berates me saying I made him feel uncomfortable/sick with the horrible subjects I kept bringing up. I said, what are you talking about? This is the typical stuff girls talk about all the time. But he insisted I made him upset and caused him to leave. He declined to speak to me and has been quiet since then. Am I the a-hole? Ma'am, I'm going to tell you this one time, and if you don't listen to me, everything that happens after that is on you, and do not write another story, do not complain about it, and Lord knows, do not sit down and tell your same girlfriends about this because I know they're thinking the same thing. You are dating a red flag. I am not saying that he is giving you a red flag. I am saying that the person himself is the red flag. And the problem that I'm having with your story is all of this is going over your head. None of this seems to be bothering you. But you are dating a 27-year-old man, which means that he's an adult. And I'm guessing you're an adult, probably in his age range. First of all, no 27-year-old boyfriend can let you do a goddamn thing, number one. Number two, the fact that you can't have a girl's night without him being, you can't have it. Not like he wants to be there. No, it's not an option for you to have it without him being there is a problem. You're an adult and you should be able to congregate with other women without your boyfriend being there, and he should be man enough and have enough self-esteem to let you do that, to have no problem with that. And if you stay with him, you deserve every bit of oppression that comes with that, because I know if this is how he acts about this topic, there's a million other things that you can and cannot do, and that list will only get longer and it will only get harder for you to live up to it. Get out while you still can. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. But am I the asshole for going off on my husband for trying to convince me to let my infertile brother-in-law and his wife experience childbirth by being with me in the delivery room? My husband's brother, a 37-year-old male, and his wife, a 35-year-old female, struggled with infertility for years after trying so much for so long they decided to stop, but started sort of living the experience of having a child by doing the things that parents do, like getting a nursery, they removed it now, buying baby clothes, toys, and attending school shows, etc. Oh my gosh, that is horrific and so sad. I'm 7 months pregnant, and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law have been asking many questions on what it's like to be expecting. It was bothersome with them getting involved, but I grin and bear it, until they requested to be with me in the delivery room to experience childbirth. I said no. I said no and stood firm, but later discovered that my husband volunteered his place to give his brother and his wife both a chance to have his experience. We had a fight and I told him off. My brother and sister-in-law came over later to try to talk me into it, and I nicely said no, but they pushed me, so I blew up, telling them that their fertility problems aren't my fault. Harsh, I know, and I regret saying it. And I told them to get therapy. That's what they absolutely need. My sister-in-law started crying. My brother-in-law asked me to take time to think about it, but I rudely said that there was nothing to think about and my mind's already been made. They left and my husband started raging. After yelling at me about how this is his child too and how rude and dismissive I was to his grieving and struggling brother and wife, he told me to look him in the eyes and tell him if I would be happy to ruin his brother's marriage when I could do this small yet graceful deed and help my brother-in-law and his wife process their trauma and finally make peace with it. I felt so much anger I cried. He told me to get over myself and told me to stop being purposefully selfish and petty. We're not talking now, and he says that it's going to stay this way until I say yes. I might have acted cruel, but I just wanted him as the father of my child to be with me and don't feel comfortable with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law being there. Am I the a-hole? Ma'am, let me explain something to you. Do not let this man manipulate you into believing that you are the problem in this situation. No, you are not. It is a beautiful thing that your husband is trying to help his brother and his sister-in-law. I get it. They've been through a lot and he's trying to be there for them. The problem is that he's more worried about these two people who are just dealing with not being able to get what they want, even though it's a big thing, I'm not taking away. They're dealing with not being able to get what they want when you're the one that actually needs support in this time. You're actually going to be having a procedure or going through something that could cost you your life. You're actually going to need the support of the people that you care about the most to get through this traumatic experience. And for many women, giving birth can be an embarrassing experience. A lot of things happen that you don't want people who you are not intimate with to see. And again, he hasn't thought about any of that. He hasn't thought about your comfort, your needs, your child, your mental health. But he is so concerned about this woman and this man. And I get it. It's a beautiful thing on one side, but it's completely irresponsible on the other. So again, you are not the a-hole, and your husband needs to care more about you and his future child than what them people is going through. That's all I'm saying. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I am Joe Stone. But am I the asshole for telling my son the disgusting thing that my husband did to him, even though he begged me to never say a word? I have a son, Adam, who's 14 from my previous marriage. I'm currently with my husband of 4 years. I handle everything related to Adam's school. He has a friend, Dean, who's also 14 that he started hanging out with a year ago. Dean is an amazing boy and has been nothing but a great influence for Adam. I met Dean's dad, Mike, who's a single dad, and we'd seen each other daily for school / pickups and drop-offs. My husband kept asking about Mike and pointed out he's been boundary stopping, but I disagree. Unfortunately, my son, Adam, fell sick months ago and had to undergo a surgery recently. It's been hard, but Dean kept visiting. Sometimes Mike Mike would come too, and my husband would either ignore Mike or make passive comments towards him. Mike picked up on that, and I told my husband to knock it off, because his hostility affected Adam and Dean as well. Days ago, I found Adam crying in his room. This was weeks after getting discharged. I asked him why, and he said that Dean sent him a text telling him that they were no longer friends and blocked his number. I was confused because they were fine, and I wanted to go talk to Dean, but the next day I found his phone in my husband's car. What? I confronted him, and he said he had borrowed it from Dean, but I didn't buy it. After pushing, he confessed that he stole Dean's phone at the hospital and sent Adam a text telling him not to contact him again. I asked him why, and he said it was all Mike's fault for being too close and acting inappropriately, and said that he didn't want to directly tell Adam to no longer speak to Dean, and chose this strategy to not make Adam hate him while keeping Dean and, by extension, Mike away. This hit a nerve so hard I started screaming at him. As you should! And finally, a correct response from someone in the story. You should be losing it, because this is ridiculous and terrifying. He said he already expressed how uncomfortable he felt with Mike being around, and I kept brushing it off. I said it was because of how ridiculous his argument was, and Mike had been nothing but respectable and helpful. I called him insecure and unreasonable, and also cruel for causing Adam heartache with this stunt. He begged for me not to tell Adam, but I took the phone and returned it to Dean and explained to him and Adam what happened. Adam is no longer speaking to my husband, and my husband is blaming me for telling instead of keeping it between the adults like I'm supposed to. Am I the a-hole? Ma'am, you married a complete fool and apparently a lunatic that is trying to gaslight you into believing that you are the problem. You are not. He's so jealous that he stole a 14-year-old boy's phone, then texted another 14-year-old boy that they couldn't be friends to destroy their relationship and to keep you from your son's friend's dad. That makes absolutely no sense. And again, this speaks to your husband's character, his integrity, his mindset. I mean, you guys live in the real world. This isn't a reality show or a sitcom where this comes off quirky and funny and cute. No, it's disturbing. How low is your self-esteem, and how little character do you have to possess to steal from literal children because you can't handle a dad dropping off a kid to see your sick stepson? You are not in the wrong. You should be looking at divorce attorneys. And if he's this silly to think that this is okay, Lord knows what else crazy ideas he may come up with in the future. So no, you are not the a-hole he is. Subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I am Joe Stone. Am I the asshole for making a joke about my brother's affair at his wedding? It better have been a good one. When I was in elementary school, I was the type of kid who got disrupts class often on the report card, so I never focused much on school. My district had this system where they would pair high schoolers with younger kids to help them with school, etc. And my mom made me do that after I kept getting in trouble. So my tutor was a freshman named Abby, and she would come to our house after school to help me with my homework or something. I barely remember. My brother John was the same age as Abby, so they would talk to each other and ended up dating. She stopped tutoring me officially after like a month, but since she was at our house a lot, I also talked to Abby a lot and we were close as well. Fast forward 10 years. Abby and John got married and had a kid together. 5 years later, John tells me that he's getting a divorce because he's met someone new. It sucked because I like John and Abby together a lot, but whatever. Then he tells me he had an affair with his new girlfriend, which also sucks, and I told him he shouldn't have hurt Abby like that, but whatever. I also asked Abby how she was doing, and she said she wasn't doing well, but she also told me she didn't want her to be the reason I have a bad relationship with my brother. However, 2 months before the wedding, Abby calls me and tells me that my brother's girlfriend has been harassing her nonstop. She showed me the text, and his girlfriend was saying some pretty disturbing things about how she's so much better than Abby, taunting Abby for having to share custody of her kid now, etc. Just making fun of her and bullying her. God damn, this new chick is a savage. I told my brother about this and he said he would ask his girlfriend about it. A month later, I asked him if he had ever brought it up and he said he did, but saw nothing wrong with the text, which pissed me off. I confirmed that he saw the same text that I saw. Abby apologized for involving me in the whole thing in the first place and encouraged me to still go to the wedding when my brother asked me to make a speech. The speech went well until I made a joke. The gist of the joke was me turning to his new wife and telling her that if she's learned anything from this, she should know that my brother will never let his wife stop him from finding the love of his life. Okay, it was a good one, people. It was a good one. This got my brother and his wife really mad, and they kicked me out shortly after. And my brother has been calling / texting me nonstop, yelling at me. Am I the a-hole? Well, let me be honest with you. First of all, are you the a-hole? Yes, in this situation, you are. Now, you knew that when you made the joke. When you ruined someone's wedding that you decided to come to, then yes, you are the a-hole. But I don't think anybody here is going to judge you for it. It sounds like your brother and his new wife had to come in. Now, I wouldn't say that you should be so in your brother's relationships that it should be able to cause a rift between you two, but your brother was being a bad person. You called him out on it, and it sounds like you drew your line in the sand. Now, I hope that this woman and her breaking up with your brother has ruffled the relationship between you two. I get it. He was in the wrong. His wife was in the wrong. But at the end of the day, none of that was your business. But again, you are kind of the a-hole in the situation, even though I'm kind of okay with you waking up and choosing violence this day. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bow. Am I the asshole for embarrassing my father-in-law by making him explain his escort joke to me? I, 27-year-old female, used to be an escort, a SW, from 18 until I was 23. I'm not proud of it, but I also don't give a fuck because I did what I had to do to keep studying and a roof over my head. That's how I met my now fiance, 37-year-old male, though he was never my client. Little bit of an age gap there, huh? We began to date when I was 25, and 3 or 4 months after that, his brother-in-law exposed me. No idea how he found out, because there's no way my fiancé knew, and thus we had to come clean in front of his whole family. Yes, I did that. Yes, he knows. Yes, he doesn't care. It was 2 years ago at that time, and we got over it. After that, there was a span of 3 or 4 months in where my mother-in-law and some of my fiancé's aunts and cousins policed their husbands when I was around. It was really weird, to be honest, because these dudes were like 40 to 60 years old, and I wasn't that desperate. My fiancé did his best to shut that down hard, and even though we did, when I'm around his family, they still give me the side eye from time to time, even though we thought it was behind us. He proposed last year, and 5 months ago, we found out I was pregnant. We were really happy about it, and we told his family as soon as we knew. His sisters and young brother were happy for us, but his mom took me aside and begged me to be honest with her and asked if this was really my fiance's child. I was taken aback, but I just rolled my eyes and said yes. She gave me some shitty speech about how she wanted to make sure and that she was happy to be a grandmother. Well, last weekend, we were at his parents' with his family and some of his friends, and we were talking about the name, how he might look. Small talk. We will love him regardless, but there's always some, oh, I hope he gets your nose. Oh, I like your eyes. I hope he gets them comments. And my father-in-law said that he and his children have had a birthmark in their inner thigh. And my father-in-law said that he and his children have a birthmark in the inner thigh, and that even his grandchildren, one of my sister-in-law's kids, got them. So our baby might too. And then he said, but how can we know how he got it? It may as well be from me, my boy, or my brothers. Oh, goddamn. And then he and his brothers began to laugh. My fiance got mad, and before he could say anything, I said, I don't get it. And my father-in-law was, yeah, because it runs in the family. And I said, I don't get it. Why would he get it from you? And he began to get nervous and said, because, you know, it's just a joke. And I said, but I don't get it. And you all laughed. Explain. It got to the point that some of his friends said, hey, it's not funny. So he excused himself and left. Later, my fiance's brother-in-law came to me and said that I was wrong for embarrassing him like that in his own house, and that I knew what the joke was about, and because of my past, I shouldn't be surprised. Now they're all demanding that I apologize to my father-in-law. Am I the a-hole? Look, how, what? No, you are not the a-hole. First of all, I understand. Just because you have a past does not mean that they get to just make jokes and make you feel bad randomly. Like, oh, well, you did that, so you signed up for the ridicule for the rest of your life. No, that's not how any of that works. And if you think like that, that's because of your small mind. So no, you are not the a-hole. And do not apologize to him. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Am I the asshole for pressing charges on my teenage son's unhinged ex-girlfriend after what she did to his car? My 39-year-old male son, a 17-year-old male, Bryce, dated our neighbor Lena, a 17-year-old female, for a year. They broke up mid-January for reasons I don't know. I won't sugarcoat this. I never liked Lena. She always seemed a little unhinged, controlling, and aggressive. She always demanded Bryce's attention, and there were quite a few times she showed up at our house out of nowhere, whether it was 7 a.m. or 11 p.m., because Bryce wasn't answering his phone, screaming and calling him a cheater when it wasn't like that. The thought of our son getting abused by his girlfriend made us worried so much, as it should. My wife and I tried to talk him out of that relationship. We said how it wasn't normal nor healthy. We didn't want to force the breakup because we feared Lena would lash out on him, so we tried to do it in a sneaky way. We don't know if it worked, but they ended up breaking up. He said that after he broke up with her, Lena didn't contact him, which was weird because he expected her to go nuts. But I told him that if Lena didn't give him shit, he better count his blessings. Now, the problem is that we bought our son a car for Christmas. Nothing fancy, but enough to get him to school, to his job, and eventually to college. He parks it in our driveway outside our home. Ever since the month began, we started finding scratches all over the car. We knew Lena was doing it, but since it was minimal, my son decided to not do anything. Even if we could prove that it was her, we've got CCTV. And I'm sure Lena knew that, so she just don't give a damn at this point. Still, something didn't sit right with me, so I moved one of our cameras to face his car directly. Well, 2 weeks ago, we got up and we found my son's car covered in everything. Paint, glue, feathers, confetti, the door handles were wrecked, flat tires, paint all over the windows. You get the picture. Bryce and my wife were so distraught. We called the police and I handed them the CCTV footage that showed Lena and her brother, a 23-year-old male, destroying my son's car. We pressed charges, and needless to say, Lena's brother went straight to jail, but since she's still a minor, her parents wanted to make a deal, but I refused. I don't think she should get a way out. Before the police was there, she was laughing her ass off and she tried to play it cool. If she thought this was funny, then she's old enough to face the consequences. My wife and I want to stand our ground, and they said they'll buy my son a better car and put Lena on therapy. But it's not enough. Am I the a-hole? Well, sir, I'm gonna be honest. There's no way that I can make you out to be the a-hole in this situation. Yeah, you probably could be a little cooler and make it so like this 17-year-old girl whose brain isn't fully developed and is probably not all there could, you know, get off a little easier and get a warning. But to be honest, she doesn't sound like the kind of person that's gonna learn from her mistakes. And she harassed your son for a long time before they broke up, after they broke up, and continued to escalate. This type of behavior has to be nipped in the bud. And you knew she was crazy already. You saw this coming. So you dropping charges is not going to change what kind of person she is. What she needs to learn is that there will be consequences for her actions. And you can start establishing her history of acting out on record. So the next time she tries something like this, her punishment will even be worse. Like, I get it. She's a kid. But if a teenage boy did this to a teenage girl's car, we wouldn't be discussing other options. Because it's violent, wrong, and shows the mental instability that this person has. So no, you are not the a-hole. They are. Hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Okay, so this is something we've never done before. This is an update on a story that I covered recently about a young person of color who was dating a white guy who accused her of offending his family by bringing over gifts whenever she would come over to his family's house for dinner. This is something that she was taught in her culture, and her boyfriend basically said that she was making his parents feel poor or some shit. I don't know. But the update is insane. Check this out. After my last update, I told my boyfriend I was sick and tired of him dancing around the issue with his parents, and I was going to go over to their house whether he liked it or not. At this point, I think he realized that whatever he was doing had backfired, so we sat down all angry and told me that he'd explain. He told me that he'd done something very spur of the moment and that he texted me from his dad's phone and then blocked the number but begged me to listen. That he just needed to get his parents off me for a while and to not leave. Apparently, his parents had started hinting at him about marriage since my boyfriend and I talked a lot about it. I fully expected to marry him, as I said in another comment, and honestly was expecting a proposal in late spring since that is when we met. 4 years dating didn't bother me, but I was getting excited to settle down. However, my boyfriend apparently realized that he absolutely did not want to commit to anything and wanted to experiment and have fun since I wasn't being fun anymore. Honestly, that just made me cry since we were each other's first for everything and usually we're very good at communicating our needs. His grand plan was to get him mad at me so I would beg for forgiveness and then he'd only accept an open relationship as an answer. Absolutely brilliant plan, I know. He'd made up his parents getting mad but didn't expect me to blow off dinner completely and it's like hitting a jackpot. His words, not mine. He went over for dinner, hit the flowers and said we had gotten into a huge fight but he was going to fix it, but I needed space. After he confessed all this, he said he was very sorry but really didn't want to miss out on new experiences when he was still young and would I consider an open relationship but pretend ours was strained with his parents so they wouldn't get suspicious. And I laughed. I laughed his ass right out of the door and told him absolutely not and to leave me alone while I packed because I wanted to have some new experiences too. Facts. He never stopped begging me to stay but I left to sleep at a friend's. After calming down for a few days, I cemented the breakup and finally actually went over to his parents. My ex-boyfriend's dad never even noticed the phone missing but still apologized and his mom was a mess. I did and still love them and will eat dinner there without him as often as I can. I won't lie that I'm sad about 4 years down the drain, but that's life. And if that was my ex's best possible plan, then I dodged a bullet by a mile. And she didn't ask this, but I'ma answer it. Am I the a-hole? No, you are not. First of all, I am so happy for once to see someone see red flags, the biggest of red flags, and actually leave the relationship immediately. He literally makes his parents look racist in order to save face and claims that you trying to share your culture with his family makes them angry. Also, that he can make you feel so bad about yourself and so sorry in this fake argument, this fake situation that he created, that you would accept being in a different relationship so he could go be with other women. So no, you are not the a-hole. He definitely is. And hit that follow button and subscribe to the Church of Joe Stone podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I'm Joe Stone. Bye.